Washington Black by Essi Edugin. Read for you by Dion Graham. For Cleo and Maddox. Part 1. Faith Plantation, Barbados, 1830. 1. I might have been 10, 11 years old, I cannot say for certain, when my first master died. No one grieved him. In the fields, we hung our heads, keening, grieving for ourselves and the estate sale that must follow. He died very old. I saw him only at a distance, stooped, thin, asleep in a shaded chair on the lawn, a blanket at his lap. I think now he was like a specimen preserved in a bottle. He had outlived a mad king, outlived the slave trade itself, had seen the fall of the French Empire and the rise of the British, and the dawn of the Industrial Age, and his usefulness surely had passed. On that last evening, I remember crouching on my bare heels in the stony dirt of Faith Plantation and pressing a palm flat against Big Kit's calf, feeling the heat of her skin baking up out of it, the strength and power of her, while the red sunlight settled in the cane all around us. Together, silent, we watched as the overseers shouldered the coffin down from the great house. They slid it rasping into the straw of the wagon and, dropping the rail into place with a bang, rode rattling away. That was how it began. Me and Big Kit, watching the dead go free. His nephew arrived one morning 18 weeks later at the head of a trail of dust-covered cattle.